Okay, today's daf is Maestro's daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph on top. We're talking about issues relating to Chiyuv of Maestro's and transactions, and dealing with an Amah Aretz, and Gemar Malacha, and many other issues that have come up these past couple of dafim. So we continue now on daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph on top, where the Gemara says, Halokeach Tamarim. Who, if somebody's going to buy dates, somebody is buying dates, what's the case? The Rosh Silio says somebody, a chaver, is buying dates from an Am Haaretz, right? Grogeris, or it says tamarim, usually grogeris is figs, but here our Gemara has dates. Okay, tamarim, uasila darsan, if somebody, the next line is grogeris. Grogeris, uasila dushan, if somebody is buying from an Am Haaretz dates that will be pressed into the fig cakes, or grogeris, if somebody has the figs and buasel adushan, and he's going to ultimately crush them into a barrel, usur locha mehemarai, umasaknan dmai divri Rabbi Meir. So the kavana of the buyer, the Mefarshim point out, maybe it has to be the kavana of the seller too. What if there's different kavanas between what the buyer and what the seller is thinking? But let's say the buyer is thinking that he's going to has not reached Gemar Malacha yet, right? He is going to take these dates or figs and do something else with them. Still says Aser Lechol Mehen Arai. Rabbi Meir says that the buyer cannot eat from them Arai. Why? Because Marav Hold explains that that this Shita holds, Rabbi Meir holds, that Mekach creates a kviya lemaisrus even by a davar shelo nigmar malacha. Even though the processing hasn't been finished yet, I'm planning to press them or crunch them into the barrel, still, there's mekach here. And if I buy it from an amaretz, that itself is kovei lemaisrus. So I can't eat from it arai. But umesakran demai. But when I am mafrish, ultimately, I am mafrish demai, because maybe the amaretz himself was mafrish. I'm not sure. I bought it from an Amaris. Maybe he was Mafresh already or not. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's Rebbe Meir Shita. Bechachabim Amrim, no. Ochom and Arai, Umasakran Vadai. Chum say I'm allowed to eat from it. Why? Because the Chachamim hold that a Mekach, similar to Shabbos, is not Tovel by a Davar Shlo Nigmar Malacha. And we had discussions of this already by a number of the items of the events Midrabanan. The Chum say no. It's not Kovel Amaisris. Mekach was only kovela meisrus by a davar shel nigmar malacha. This is not does not have gemar malacha yet, and therefore you can still snack on it. And umesaknan vaday. And when you're mafresh it as if it's vaday tevel, not my. Because if it's not, if it did not have gemar malacha yet, then he was not mafresh. Right, he was not mafresh. Maybe he was mafresh if it had a gemar malacha. There was a chiyuv, but there wasn't a chiyuv yet. You're going to tell me nama aretz went above and beyond even before he had to? Right. Even if he has to, we have a suffix and Rova Meir's master name, but we're Choshesh. But if he wasn't Chayev yet, then for sure the Chachamim say that you don't have to worry that he was Mafrish, or you don't have to be, you don't assume that he was Mafrish, and therefore Mafrish Vaday. So Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim. Again, at root, what's the Machlokas? Whether Mekach is Koveya for a Dover Shel Lo Nigmar Malacha. Again, selling something gives it chashivus, but can it give a chashivus if you haven't finished processing yet? Maybe you have to finish processing, and then Mekach will give it chashivus. That's the machlokas. Reb Yosef, Reb Hila, Reb Elazar, Reshem Chilfi, Amar, Reb Yona, Ashkechan, Kasuv, Bepinkas, Eta Chilfi. So first they said they heard in the name of Chilfi, and Reb Yona says, no, we found it in his notebook. We didn't get it in his shir, we found it in his notebook. In Pinkas, Eta Chilfi, Ochel mehen arai umesaknan demai. Right, what do we find in the notebook, or we heard from Chilfi? A middle approach. You could eat from it arai, which sounds like it was not kovel amaisus yet. Right, ochel arai. Right, like that's like the Rabbanan Shita. There's no chiyuv yet. And then umesaknan demai. Mesaknan demai. One second. We just said mimanafshach. They go together. If there was no chiyuv yet, then you're allowed to snack on it, and you're mafrish vadai. If it had a kviya yet, then you're not allowed to eat from it yet, and you're mafrish dmai. So how do we have this middle approach? Right, this middle shita of you're allowed to snack on it, but you're misaknan dmai vakasha. How do you have this middle? Im ochal me'an arai misaknan vadai. Wait a minute, if you're allowed to snack on it, that means there hasn't been a chiyuv yet, and therefore you can assume for sure it did not mafrish, and you're mafrish vadai. Umislakran tama ye aser locham en arayin. If you're telling me he can snack on it, so then it should be aser. I'm sorry, if you say, mislakran tama, if you say that we're choshes, that maybe he was mafresh, and therefore you only mafresh demai, so then he should be also to snack on it. How do you have this middle approach? That's the question. We have the two shitas of Ramir and the Chachamim. How does Chilfi have this middle approach? The answer is the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Hila, ochel mehem arai, mishem davar shlo nigmar malachto. You're allowed to eat from an arai. Why? Because really, like the Chachamim, Mekach is not koveya by a dover shlo nigra malacha. Right? It wasn't finished processing, so just because you sell it doesn't give it chashivas. And therefore, you're still allowed to snack on it. There was no chiyav yet. If there was no chiyav yet, then shouldn't you assume that the Amma Aretz for sure was not mafrish? He might not know this halacha. The Amma Aretz brings it into his house, or brings it to, he once heard in yeshiva that, oh, there are six, he went to Yerushalmi Shir for about 10 minutes, and he heard, oh, there are six things that are koveya. Oh, Mekach, selling it is koveya. He didn't know the details about that, oh, if it's only Gemar Malacha. So therefore, once he might know some information, that's why Mesachran Demai, Mitoch Sheyodea Shebeso Tovel, because he knows. He once heard that bringing into the house, Beso Tovel, Afu Mafresh Shuma Mishar Rishona. So he might do it, right? The Amma Aretz doesn't know all the nitty-gritty details of all the halachas, and therefore he might know Mekach and Beso. He might remember that halacha, but that doesn't mean he was for sure not Mafresh. And therefore you're allowed to snack on it, because technically there was no Gemar Malach, there was no Kviya yet, because Mekach is not Koveya by the Avrishlo Nigra Malacha, but maybe he was Mafresh. He didn't realize he didn't have to yet. And maybe he was Mafresh, right? Just sometimes, if we know a little information, could do, could go a long way in Halacha, but it doesn't always mean it's the right way. We think, often we think we know everything. We think we know a little bit, we think we know everything. Right? That was Korach's problem. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful drasha called the Common Sense Rebellion. Korach, as Rav Soloveitchik explains, he wasn't ready to argue with Bezalel. He wasn't ready to stand up to Moshe and say, why is Bezalel the chief architect? What about me? Because he knew he wasn't trained in that. He knew he had to go for the training. Right? Korach wasn't going to go into a brain surgery and say all of a sudden, no, and I think I should do the surgery. No, because he wasn't trained in it. But all of a sudden, when it comes to Torah, he thought that, it's doesn't make any sense. And if I have a beged shakulo treles, doesn't make sense to have a couple of strings on it, or a room full of sifrei Torah. Rav Soloveitchik said that is the problem of Korach, and that's the problem Ad Hayom Hazeh. There are those that feel that, what do you mean? Like this Amma Aretz, what do you mean? Beso, and of course, this is it. This is, it's reached the final stage because I'm selling it. Isn't that significant? No, it didn't have a full Gemar Malacha yet. So you can't just go based on what you think. Soloveitchik writes, Korach would not have dared to interfere with Bezalel's architectural and engineering expertise in the construction of the Mishkan, because construction skills were clearly beyond his competence. Today, reasonable people can see the authority of mathematicians, physicists, and physicians in the area of their expertise, and will not think of challenging them merely on the basis of common sense. Why then are so many well-intentioned people ready to question the authority of Torah scholars, the Lamdan, in the area of this specialized knowledge? Right? I learned in yeshiva for 12 years, and I went to yeshiva even. And then all of a sudden, I could start questioning. So Rav Soloveitchik writes that he believed in what's called religious subjectivism, right? Regards one personal feelings as primary in the religious experience. And he continues, and so we have to make sure that we are involved in the halachic process, but we also recognize our limitations. And maybe that's part of what the Amma Aretz, again, maybe it was just a show gig, but that could be a part of it. We're talking here about Demai. If you remember, one of the main questions relating to Demai, which is asked by a number of the Achronim, and that is, how do we view the Takana Durabanan of Demai? That we have to be Mafresh Demai, even though Rov Amei Aretz are Mafresh, but not everybody is, and the Chazal said, therefore, you have to be mafresh just in case. Rabbi Chanan, sometimes we quote this from Rabbi Yosef Engel, but today we'll quote it from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says, to explain 2 days in Tosfos and Yevamos, Adav Kuf Yudalit, he says, there are two ways to understand the Isser of Demai. Number one, Yesh Lomar, Da'af Demi Da'oraisa Ein Sarech Lachush Lahamiyut, Umutur Lismoch Al Rov Ami Arasa Ma'asrin, really, Mi Da'oraisa, you go by the Rov. You go by the Rov, and you could assume that this Tavua was Mesukan. Mikamako midrabanan tsarech lachush la miyachena maastrin. Midrabanan, no, 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 don't rely on the rove. Midrabanan, maybe. Maybe he wasn't maaser. V'imhu be'emes eino meusar hutevel daraisa. And if he really wasn't maaser, right? He's part of the minority. Then this is tevel daraisa. V'nimsa demidrabanan tzorach lachos shema yish baze iser daraisa. Maybe that's one way to view demai. Don't rely on the rove. You're really choshesh that there's a chashash daraisa here. V'imhayu yaduah shutevel daraisa hayat tzorach b'daraisa lafish as a and that's one way to look at it. Before we get to the next line. And number two, no. You afilu midrabanan ain't tzorach lachos shema hu me'amiyat. No, there's a rove here. There's a rove here, and therefore rove amei aretz are ma'aser. But the chachamim aser demai because of the miyut amei haaretz, not because we're really choshesh that this person is from the miyut, but because of the larger, greater good for the society, Chazal gave this tvua the status of tevel midrabanan, even if there's no chashash. Right, because you should go by the rove. Right, two ways to formulate it. Right, the motivation is ultimately a chashash. But what do they call it? Did they not call it anything? No, the chashash is tevel midaraisa. That's the possibility. What do we say? No, we say no. There's really no chashash because really you go by the rove. But we say that Chazal gave it the status of tevel midrabanan. Lamai nafkamina. There are numerous nafkaminas. The one that Rabbi Chanan talks about, two of like he says atzit she'eno nakuf. Right, there's you have a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in the bottom. There's issues of tevel midrabanan there, right? So how do you view this? So number one, if a katan is eating it, do you have to stop the katan? So Gemara, that's the Gemara at the end of Yavamas, Kufya Dalad. Do you have to be mafresh from a katan? So if it's a chashash of tevel daraisa, then yeah. So approach number one, yeah. Approach number two, no. The rove is rove amir's maserdein. There's no tevel daraisa here. The whole thing is an issue of a creation midrabanan. Creation midrabanan, then you would not have to stop the katan. Or nafkamina says Rabbi Chanan, schora bidvarim haasurim, doing business. There's an iser of doing business with items that are asur midaraisa to eat. Right? If something is asur behanaa midaraisa, then obviously I can't do business. Basar b'chalav and others. But if something is asur to eat, so that's a discussion in Yaradeya. So if it's daraisa, so then I can't do business with it. So if this is a chashash daraisa, then I can't do business. But if it's purely a creation, midrabanan, im nefarish to midrabanan, tzorach lachush, shemuhu me'amiyut. If it's that midrabanan, they said, don't rely on the rove, im kei nutevel daraisa, v'asur lischarbo. Aval, according to the second pirish, de'ein tzorach lachush, let me, no, you don't have to be worried that it's really from the miyut. But the chachamim gave this the status of tevel midrabanan, so then you would be able to do business with it. What happens? How much tshuva are you going to have to do if really it was not tevel? If really it was not tevel, Chazal gave it the status of tevel the rabbana. But you might say that did you do something wrong besides not listening to the rabbis? Did you eat something wrong inherently? So that's another nafkamina. There is a question Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gemara says that I'm not allowed to be. We know I'm not allowed to be mafrish. I'm not allowed to be mafrish on Shabbos or Yantif. I'm not allowed to be mafrish on Shabbos or Yantif. Rabbi Kiva Eger has the kasha that the Rambam paskins, even on Yantif Sheni, you're not allowed to be ma'aser demai. Right? You can't be ma'aser demai on Shabbos or Yantif, but even on Yantif Sheni, the Rambam paskins in Paragud Beis, Halacha Beis, of Hilchas Baiser, based on the Yerushalmi, that Yantif Sheni can't be ma'aser demai. So yes, Rabbi Kiva Eger, isn't it a Svek Sveika? Why isn't it a Svek Sveika Lakula? Maybe today is not Yantif. And even if today is Yantif, maybe it's not Tevel. Right? So Svek Sveika, you should be able to be Mafrish Demai on Yantif Sheni. So says the Torah Zraim, or Pramanchik in Meseches Demai, Hey Gimel, well, it relates to our Sugya. If it's all just about the Rabbanan said, don't rely on the Rove, and therefore there's a Chashash, then you have a Gukasha. It's a Svek Sveika. But if you say no, the Chazal labeled this as Tevel Aser Midrabanan. There's no Safek. There's no Safek. Really, there's a Rove. But Chazal instituted for the greater good of the society that this is Tevel Midrabanan. Yesh Din Safek. din safek, as it's called, or vadai aser midrabanan, so then you wouldn't apply svek sveka. Mikol makom ishlo din vadai machmas takana drabanan v'imkein ein kan svek sveka klal. So again, there's a lot to talk about in Tamai. This could be the two answers also in Shabbos Tav Chaf Gimel about the reasons why you don't make a bracha on Hafresh's Demai, right? Different than other Midrabanans like near Hanukkah, right? That's what's the context there. But we'll leave that for now. Okay. Says the Gemara. So again, we discussed some of that in Demai, but usually we go from Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asman Daraisa. So today I thought maybe we'd go from Rabbi Elchanan. Okay, two dots. Kalkelas Tainim V'chulu. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said on yesterday's Daf Taftez Zayin. So the Mishnah said, spoke about Truma. Spoke about Hafrashas Truma. Right, that was the first part of the Mishnah. Truma is also Kovela Maestras. We just spoke about Mekach. Truma. So the Mishnah quoted a Machlokes whether Hafrashas Truma is Koveya for a Davar Shlo Nigmar Malacha. Right, just like we just said in Machlokes up top, between Remeir and the Chachamim, whether Mekach is Koveya. Remeir says, yes, the Chachamim say no. So back in the Mishnah, we had a Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer said, yes, and the Chachamim said no, except for a basket of figs. Except for a basket of figs. The Chachamim say, if I'm Mafrish Truma, by a Darish Lanigra Malacha, it is not Kovela Maestros, except for a basket of figs, because the basket of figs, that is the final stage. That is Gemara Malacha. So the Gemara says, Kalkelas Tein V'chulu Amar Belazar, B'Kalkala Shal Kol Davar Hu Himas Nisa. It doesn't only mean figs, it means about everything that goes in a basket. So it's not 100% clear in the Yerushalmi, right? You see this is going on the V'chulu. Is this explaining the first Chachamim or the second Chachamim? Remember yesterday we mentioned the Sefer one of the Sfarim in the back that says maybe this second Chachamim, you know, it must be that there's the Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim. They say Osrim. So the Tanakhama already said that. So there must be, is there another Shita here? Is this just a repeat? So it could be that Rabbi Elazar is explaining that last Shita, according to the Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim, that the first Shita of Chachamim say just figs, there's something unique about figs, and the second Chachamim holds that it is by all fruit, or against that Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim, the Chachamim, the same Shita, just explaining the Shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Okay, but then we have Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah said, Hafreshes Truma is not one of the events. It's not one of the events that's Koveya. That was Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, Vashimin Matir. And then Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Shimon argues, Hafreshes Truma is not one of the events that's Koveya Lamaisris. So where does Rabbi Shimon get that from? That means, if I have an early stage, and I'm Mafresh Truma, Rabbi Shimon says, meaningless. The Rabbana, we hold that it is Koveya Lamaisris. Truma is one of the events, right? That's what we saw already last time on Daf Lamed Beis. We have Truma Tovelas, Or Tovel, Mekach Tovel, Melach Tovelas, right? Lama Bezim and Aleph, the Brisa there. So, but Rabbi Shimon argues. So what's the Svar for Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, Matir Mi Kalvachomer. Rabbi Shimon says, it's a Kalvachomer that Hafreshes Truma does not create any Chiyuvim. Why? Uma in Bishosh Yeshala Zika Shlosha Maisris. Before you start anything, when you have Tevel, right? How many chiyuvim do you have to do? You have the chiyuv of truma, chiyuv of meiser rishon, chiyuv of truma's meiser, chiyuv of meiser sheni. You have all these chiyuvim on you. And as of now, there's no chiyuv to do anything yet because it hasn't been gemar malacha. So Rabbi Shimon is going to say, what? So if you remove one of those chiyuvim, now there's going to be a chiyuv? When you have tfuah that has three chiyuvim that are unfulfilled, there's no chiyuv yet to do it. So if you only have two chiyuvim unfulfilled, Mishimis, that doesn't make sense. Uman b'shash yeshal azika shlosha maestras ata omer muter. In a case where you have three chiyuvim that are still outstanding, you're still allowed to snack on it. B'shash she'en ala zika shnei maestras. So if you're mafresh truma and you only have two left, lo kal shekein. Surely you should say removing unfulfilled chiyuvim cannot create a chiyuv on the rest of the tefua, and therefore that's Rabbi Shimon Shita that Hafreshes Truma shouldn't create a chiyuv. So he has it based on a kal v'chomer. Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says, okay, what about this? Rishon Maoshi Yitbol L'Sheni. Right? What about Maaser Rishon? What does this question mean? So the Pnei Moshe, the Marafolda says, this is within Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Hafrashas Truma does not create a Chiyuv. What if you not only took off Truma, but you also took off Maaser Rishon? Is that going to help? Is that, the Gemara is about to say, of course not. But the Gemara is going to, at least this question, Rishon, Maushiit Polasheni. So does that create? So the Rasilio explains, if we really take the logic that the Gemara just said literally, then obviously the question doesn't get off the ground. Because what did Rabbi Shimon say? If you remove one chi, if you only have two chiyuvim left, of course it's not going to work. So if you remove two, you have one left, so of course. So the Rashi Eliyahu says, maybe the Gemara thinks, at least right now, that that's not the Iker Svara of Rabbi Shimon. The Iker Svara of Rabbi Shimon isn't just like this. If somebody has three unfulfilled chiyuvim, it's not, you don't have to do it, you're allowed to eat from it. So if he only has two, because then you would say, surely, if there's only one. And that's about what... That's about what the Gemara is about to say. But the Rashi Eliyahu says maybe it doesn't really mean that literally. The Gemara thinks at this stage, maybe the Gemara thinks that Hafrashas Truma is done very early in the process. People are used to doing Truma right away. But it's not that in people's minds that's Gomer. So maybe that's why the Gemara thinks maybe once you do Maaser Rishon, that shows you're more serious about considering this finished. But either way, that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, based on what the Gemara just said. Rishon Mashid Balashani. So again, according to Rabbi Shimon, if Hafrashas Truma is not enough to be Koveya, what about if you also take off Maaser Rishon? Is that enough to be Koveya for Maaser Shani purposes? And the Gemara says no. Ma im Bishashal Azika Shnei Maasers at Omer Mutter. If you're allowed to snack on it, if you have two unfulfilled chiyuvim, Bishashal Azika Maaser Achala Kol Shekein, surely if you only have one, and therefore the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon does not think any of these hafrashas are going to create any chiyuvim, whether it's just hafrashas truma or even hafrashas maaser rishon. But again, as logical as it might sound, we don't paskin this way, right? We say no. Once you're mafresh, don't look at it as how many unfulfilled chiyuvim are left. Look at it as when you're mafresh something, you are showing significance to the food that's in front of you. I'm going to do a mitzvah with it. I'm going to be mafresh to chew and give it to the going. So once you do that, then that's it. Doesn't matter. Don't look at what's left. Look at what you just did. Right? And therefore, they argue on this kalvachomer. Right? And kalvachomers you could argue on. You could argue on kalvachomers. Remember, that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah, Dachlam and Aleph, where the Gemara says, and Rashi and Tosfos discuss, that everybody agrees a kalvachomer you could darshan yourself. And everybody agrees that Gzeirah Shava, you cannot darshan yourself. Gzeirah Shava, you need a Mesora. The Ramban explains in Sefer HaMitzvos, of course you need a Mesora for Gzeirah Shava. Because what's Gzeirah Shava? You have two different words in two different places in the Torah. And you connect them. The Torah is a big book, says the Ramban. There are many words that have to be repeated many, many times. It says the word Vayadabra, it says the word Vayadabra, it says the word S, it says the word S. You're going to tell me you can make that up yourself? That can't be. No, it must be for Gzeirah Shava that there's a Mesora. That's pure Mesora. And how could there ever be a machlokas about Gzeirah Shava if it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because the Ramban explains, and other Rishonim explain this idea, also the Meiri says this in a few places, that the certain words in certain parshias were given over. These words are going to be used for Gzeirah Shavas. But which parshios they're going to connect to, it says the word keves here. So this keves is going to be connected to another parsha. Which parsha is it going to connect to? That's open. So it's really a combination between Mesora and logic. The Tanoim, Chazal, have some flexibility in terms of within the Gzeirah Shava, what are they going to connect it to? And the Gemara sometimes says this, Danin Davar, Shadis, Midanin Davar. So there is some flexibility, but the root of Gzeirah Shava has to be Mesora. Because there will be Ein L'davar Sof. You can just connect to any two words that you want. That's the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So everybody agrees Gzeirah Shava needs a Mesora, and everybody agrees that a Kalvachomer does not, because a Kalvachomer is pure logic. And that you could either say the logic or not. What about everything else? What about a Hekesh? What about Klal Prado Klal? What about Davar Lameh Me'inyano? So that seems to be a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Here in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, Rashi says, Volonitan lidrosh me'atzmo mikol yud gimel midrash betorah ela kalvachomer. Rashi says the only thing you can do is a kalvachomer. Everything else requires some level of misora. That's Rashi. Tosfos, no. Tosfos is talking about hekish, and he says no. Kol midos adam don me'atzmo chutz b'gzeira shava de'ein don ela imkein limda me'rabo. And then the he says here, this is about this halacha b'svara pligi, right? He says about what do you say the hekesh? What do you compare it to? So that's an important machlokes. Rashi and Tosafot, but again, Kavachomer, for sure, you could argue on. Why? Because Kavachomer is pure logic. Kavachomer is pure logic, and I could argue on your logic. Like right here, Rabbi Shimon has a certain logic, and the Chachamim say, no, I don't agree with that logic. I think, don't focus on the unfulfilled chiyuvim that are left. Focus on the act that you're doing, and we argue on that logic. Right? That's one of the reasons also that we hold Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You can't give a punishment based on a Kavachomer. Why is that? So one of the reasons is because who says your logic, your Kavachomer, is perfect? Maybe there's a pircha to the Kavachomer. Maybe there's a, you know, you can think of a logic. You're going to punish a person based on your Kavachomer. So no, you can punish based on a pasuk. You can punish based on a you give a midos, but you can't punish based on a Kavachomer because number of reasons. But one of them is maybe there'll be a pircha to the Kavachomer, and therefore you don't want to punish based on that. Rabbi Yosef Engel. To mention him once, he does in Klal Beis in Lekatov. He has a whole section on Ein Onshin Min Hadin, and he quotes four different reasons as far as why Ein Onshin Min Hadin. One of them is because maybe there's a pircha, because Kavachomer you darshan yourself, and maybe there's something not valid in your logic. Okay, maybe we'll get back to that, but let's continue. Halach Isser Zevachulu. Next case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, again, on yesterday's daf, on daf Tezayin, that, now Mekach, we're talking about Mekach now, sale. So, some Reuben goes to Shimon and says, here, take this Isar and give me five figs. Give me five figs. So, in that case, you're going to give me five figs from your tree. Says Rabbi Meir, I'm not allowed to eat from those figs until I take off my Isras. Because that's Mekach, that's a sale, and a sale is not Koveah. A sale is koveya for maizros. And the Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if he gives it to you one by one, it's okay. If he gives it to you one by one, it's okay. But if he's mitzarev, if he gives you a bunch together, so then it is chayiv. And then Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from the story of Ginas Vradim. Right? Remember the rose garden in Yerushalayim, that the owner used to give one fig at a time, and there was never chumas and maizros taken from that field, one at a time. Good. So as the Gemara, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Elazar, Ma Pligin, what's the case of Machlokas? What's the Machlokas where Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to snack on it at all. And Rabbi Yehuda says, one at a time, you still could snack on it. That's only Ma Pligin, Belokidu, Moch, Benosin, Lo, where the seller gives one by one. If the seller gives one by one, that's where the Machlokas is. Avo Belokate Le'echol, but if the Kone, if the one that's buying it is the one that's taking it off, right? Rabbi Meir would agree that if it's the kone, the buyer, taking them off one by one, then one by one is okay. The Rasilio explains, since the buyer himself is taking it, then mekach is not going to be automatically koveya. Right, not going to denema da damim hein mishum denachas ruach shel alakita sheminiach hazalokei alakta. Maybe it's not really a sale. He's just saying that, yeah, I'd love for him to have some of my figs, but he's not really selling them. But either way, that is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, says that the machlokes in the mission is only where the seller is giving them out. But if the buyer is taking them, then Rabbi Meir would agree that one by one is okay, is not chiyuv. Rabbi Hila, b'shem Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Hila says, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Kishem Shem Chalukim Kan, Kach Chalukim B'chatzer Beishmira. Just like there's a machlokes here regarding Mekach, whether one by one or together, Remeir and the Chachamim, Remeir and Rabbi Huda, so too they argue by Chatzer. Right? Chatzer is not another one of the six events. Bringing it into the yard, Beishmira. And according to Rabbi Huda, one by one in a Chatzer is also, you're still allowed a snack. One by one. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, you put them together. Mekach, v'chatzer, v'shabbos, einon, Torah. Rabbi Yochanan said, all these three are koveya midrabanan. They're only koveya midrabanan. And therefore, just like we just said, by Mekach, Rabbi Yehuda allows one by one, he can still snack. So too by chatzer. Just parenthetically, the Mefarshim pointed out, Rabbi Yochanan is quoted in the Bavli as saying the opposite. So, tzarchian on that. Okay, Revi Imi b'shem Rishim and Lakish, but Rish Lakish argues. He says, "No, I'm a chuver mikulan zu chatzer beis hashmira." Rish Lakish says, "Chatzer is koveya daraisa. Why? Because chatzar is an expansion of bias. Bias is what the Torah says. The Torah says bias beferish. So, says Reish Lakish, bias is going to be different, and therefore, chatzar, which is an extension of bias, is going to be more chamor. And Rabbi Yehuda would not allow by chatzar, one by one. And even if it's one by one, you're not allowed to snack on it. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kach beish Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? Just like the seller could give his own son, and he's not going to have to be koveya, that's not a sale. So mali aloki, mali aloki, right? So Rabbi Yehuda says a svara of, just because a seller gives, doesn't mean it's automatically going to be a sale. Just like he could give a son, he could give someone else, and it won't be koveya as long as it's one by one. Rabbi Yudin Bayi. Rabbi Yudin says, what's the svara? Macham is meimar beloki v'nosin lo. Does Rabbi Meir only say it by the seller giving it? O neimar beloki v'ochel. Rabbi Yudin says, maybe it's wrong what we just said. Maybe even if the kone picks, maybe even there, Rabbi Meir would say that it's a sale and he can't snack on it. So Rabbi Manner says, no, less kan belokit v'ochel, ela belokit v'nosin lo. Min adad, ginas radim. No, I think, says Rimana, the machlokis is, as we said up above, the machlokis is only if the seller gives. What's my raya? Because that's the example Rabbi Yehuda brings. The story Rabbi Yehuda brings from the ginas radim, that's the case where the seller is giving one by one. So if that's the case Rabbi Yehuda brings, so mistama, that's the case of machlokis, where the seller gives one by one. But Rabbi Meir would agree, if the kona takes one by one, then he could still snack on it. Right? Istacha Meimar, by the Ginas Vradim case. Ginas Vradim Balokit Va'ochel. You think the Rose Garden case is a case where the buyer is taking? No. Lo Baloki Venosin Lo. That's the case where only the seller is giving. Why? As we explained yesterday. Of Hacha Baloki Venosin Lo. It's only where the seller is giving. Why? To Amarle in At Alil. I don't want you coming in at Makalkel Varde. You're going to mess up. You're going to step on my roses. You're going to ruin my field. And therefore, my rose garden. And therefore, says the case in the Mishnah is a case where the seller is not letting the buyer in. And he takes out one by one. So that's the case where Rabbi Yehuda brought as a raya that I'm right. That as long as one by one, you can still snack on it. So we're going to limit it. That the machlokis is only by that type of case where the seller is giving. But if the buyer is going to go take himself one by one, so even by Mekach, Rabbi Meir would agree that there is no kfila maisos yet, and you can still snack on it, period. Okay, there's more to talk about, but maybe we'll start with hosts giving guests food. Beth Hashem, maybe we'll start with that tomorrow.